Lord, thank you for your word. May it be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, it may point, Lord, in your direction. Lord, and may we hide your truth, your word, in our heart, that we may walk in freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So much cool stuff I think I'm just going to go with what I'm asking the Lord to reveal to me. It's cool scripture in 2 Thessalonians I was reading today, chapter 1. When Paul's talking about the name or the character, when you see the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praying his name, actually that word is meaning his character, right? That God's desire and his calling for us is that Jesus, his character would be manifest in us, right? And according to his great power. So that's really a lot of our warfare, where the enemy is blinding us from seeing. It says to us, the enemy blinds us to see, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the glory of God in the person of Christ, right? So if we see that and we think, man, wow, yeah, he doesn't understand it, but he can sure try to keep us from getting a revelation of it. So, but anyway, I'm just been asking the Lord, sermon Bishop preached Sunday, he was talking about weakness, you know, in our weaknesses where his strength is made perfect. Just jotted a few things down because some of these words, I can get bogged down in them sometimes, but sometimes just the words there and the Greek interpretation is good sometimes because you get, it just expands the meaning of it to me. I think it blesses the Lord too, because he knows that we really want to get this in us. Where Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we're familiar with that passage, and Paul was asking the Lord to remove something, this messenger of Satan, because, you know, it was kind of tormenting him, and the Lord said his grace is sufficient. So whatever it was, it kept Paul from walking in pride. Don't know what it is. Could have been, you know, he says in scripture that his speech was not very good. You know, his physical form was not impressive, but he was not a good speaker. So it could have been a speech impediment. Could have sounded like, you know, Elmer Fudd or somebody when he got up to speak. That would kind of disarm some pride, wouldn't it? Hey, that's that guy with the revelation. And he gets up there and, you know, hello. And you start laughing, and it just kind of disarms that whole thing. I could probably see that. Probably was something like that. Just kept him from being prideful. And that was good. But, you know, and asking the Lord to kind of get it deep in us, because I really think that's where the Lord, and I'll just read it to you, concerning this, I imparted the Lord three different times that it might leave me. And he said, nah, my grace is sufficient for you in this weakness. And my power is perfected there. But that word perfected means it's it matures, right? My power grows and matures in your weakness. That's how we want to experience that. And then he goes on to say, most gladly, therefore, I will boast about weaknesses, so that the power of Christ would dwell in me. And the word boast here comes from the word of, really means to lift your head up. A root word in there is has to do with our neck, how our neck supports our head. And it means to lift your head up. Meaning that our weakness could make us bow our head in shame, or a guilt of a weakness in how I can keep failing and just getting depressed over it or bummed over it. And the Lord is just showing me, being faithful, to show me some areas where my head was down. One was from years ago, a few years ago, I had to cut this person off from ministry and that I'd ministered for years. And I know it was the Lord telling me to walk away from it. But I've always felt guilty for doing that. You know, it was almost like the enemy was like, I can't believe you turned your back on this person and all that kind of stuff that he would do. And so it called me, in a sense, to bow my head, not really realizing it. And when the thoughts would come, emotions would come, and, you know, I would just entertain it all over again until I said, wait a minute, this is, lift your head up, you know? It's almost like I heard the Lord say, lift your head up, before I even went and saw that word, what it meant. You're walking in a shame in that. And so I want to perfect my power in that weakness, so lift your head up. So that's what it means in that weaknesses. So if I'm to boast about my weaknesses, it means just areas. Ask the Lord to reveal those areas where your head is bowed, where you're disappointed in yourself. Could be something that happened years ago where you're really disappointed in how you responded to something, or how you acted in a situation, or how you handle something, or you can, and you, once you start down that road of beating yourself up, or, you know, you can be embarrassed that certain situations expose a weakness in you. You know, speaking of, I got, every time I come up here to speak, if I got fearful, and I would get embarrassed because of that. I would get embarrassed when I get up and give words because I'm getting so, gosh, I wish I'd have given that word. Y'all ever been there? God, I wish I'd have spoke that. And you don't because of the fear. And then you get, you start bowing your head down because you're embarrassed that you give in to fear so much. Or it could be years of going on with something. That's a weakness. And that's what bowing our heads mean. It means just put our head down in defeat. Or put our head down in shame. It's there where as we lift our heads and move on. Because as I was saying the other day, you know, when the Lord, all temptation, that scripture, God will give us the way of escape. You know, and that word means to set, to bring out of and to move ahead. And I can't move ahead if my head is down because I'm going to run into something, right? So important. And those, and no matter what the weakness is, if I give into that or I'm pulled or drawn in that, it causes me to, in another area where, Lord is speaking, where I had my head down because it's a, it could be a battle and you're just, embarrassed because you, the battle for the thoughts. You know, I tell people that all the time. You can't do anything about the thoughts. It's like walking outside. You can't do anything about the birds that fly over your head, but you can do something about whether they light on you or not. So even in that, the enemy can, come in there deceiving and put some kind of shame on you. So none of it. I mean, the Lord, when he said in that day, Zephaniah, we've been reading that scripture. I've been reading it a lot for me this week, where it says in that day, they'll feel no shame. And then it says this, behold, I'm going to deal at that time with your oppressors. Well, everything that Jesus did on the cross, which he did, stripped them of their power, humiliated them. And then he says, I will save the lame, the ones that the Lord will rescue and save the lame and the outcast, which we all fit in that category, whether we want to realize it or not. And the more you realize you fit into that category, then the more of his power and presence you'll experience. Again, no matter what it is. And he says this, I will turn their shame into praise. Turn your shame into praise. That's what in my weakness, I will boast about my weakness, the power of Christ may dwell. He's turning your areas of shame now into areas where you praise. I don't know if how I do that. I remember one thing the Lord spoke to me recently is I was going out to my truck, and behind one of the tires there was this old rusty, and it was a twisted nail, spirally kind of. I guess when you hammer it in, it twists as you hammer it. So I didn't know what it meant. It was rusty and a twisted nail, and I was just looking it up and asking the Lord what it meant, and somehow I came across something about a rusty nail, which meant you're doing something in a mechanical way, like trying to walk in the Spirit, or encountering the power of God in weakness, but you're doing it in a very step-by-step mechanical way instead of realizing it's a person. That it's a person that you're encountering. It's a person that Paul said, you know, who will set me free from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, you know. So who? And so I thought, yeah, I've been real mechanical trying to do this or take this thought captive and, you know, just dot, 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 instead of realizing there's a person in me that's taking this, that comes to us. Hebrews talks about that, that this great high priest Jesus comes to our weakness. And then from his throne of grace and mercy, gives us grace and mercy, fights it through us. Comes to come into our aid, meaning that he's doing it through me. He's the one, this person is fighting on my behalf. It'll really change everything in your mind if you're going to steps. Had a call yesterday from a guy. I'm going to do their wedding in December, and hadn't been around him in a while, but he was just laughing about some things that I had told him. He was speaking it to his girlfriend. I said, how do you remember all that stuff? He said, you made things so simple and I could understand it. And little quotes and stuff. This stuff had been shared to me. And that just ministered to me because not that I said that is because that's the way the Lord shared them to me. So when it becomes complicated, then when you got to chunk it, that it's got to be simple and it's got to learn how to do that. So the Lord will walk us as we're all learning how to walk through this, that, you know, the sufficiency of Christ being enough. And one of the places he says, which is really cool, when he says the power of Christ may dwell in me, most gladly, therefore, I'll boast about all my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. The word dwell is two words where it actually means to pitch a tent. On you, pitching a tent. Where the Lord pitches a tent on you. He will dwell with you. He will pitch his tent there with you. And dwell, because that's boasting about my weakness and experiencing his power there in that area of my life where the Lord now rests there. His presence is there. He's pitching a tent, and I'm encountering this person. And then Paul goes on, I'm content with weaknesses, with stresses, persecutions, difficult. For Christ's sake, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And all of them contradicts things we've learned in the Christian life growing up about warfare and battling this stuff. It's kind of a new one in language where you're actually thanking the Lord for the weakness, or you're boasting, or you're lifting your head up. And Lord, you know what? I'm really weak here. And thank you, because that's where I'm going to experience your strength and your presence. Instead of being defeated, walking around defeated all the time. Because if you walk around defeated all the time, that means, or any area you're defeated, that means your head is down. Whether you know it or not, there's shame and disappointment. Could manifest its way in disappointment. Because disappointment in yourself is just another form of shame or guilt. And guilt is actually the highest form of pride there is. What does that mean, the highest form of pride? Because it's all about self-sufficiency. And so sometimes dealing with my guilt, I confess my pride, but and where it makes me lean into him. And just one more verse real quick over in 2 Corinthians 13 is a real cool one too. Paul said, you're seeking proof of the Christ who speaks in me and who's not weak toward you, but mighty. For indeed, he was crucified because of a weakness when he became flesh or man. Yet he lives because of the power of God. For we also are weak in him. Yet we live with him because of the power of God directed to us. Test yourself to see if you're in the faith. Examine yourself if you do not recognize this, that Christ Jesus is in you. So I want to hear about your journey too, as you're journeying through this, how you're walking in victory now through that. So Lord, I just release that on us. I love how you said it, Lord, a breakthrough into encounter. So Lord, like in everything, in our weakness, you want us to encounter. And Lord, break all the shame, all the guilt, and all the disappointment. And I pray, Lord, that you would show every person in here any area, Lord, where they're doing that, Lord, where they're walking defeated, that they may lift their head up. Because when we lift our head up, Lord, we're looking to you. We're looking at you as mirrors looking into you, Lord. So thank you. Bless us today, I pray in Jesus' name.